Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob.
Naked grandma!
Naked, huh?
Long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No.
Both you beauties, give me some levels.
Look at these levels. Levels, levels, levels. I don't know the Nick Jonas song.
Hello.
Hi. That was pretty good.
Did you know Amy's husband pooped at the Jonas's house?
I did know that. It's one of my favorite stories.
I made her tell it last week. It was completely random. Just like threw it in there. And we're putting Josh on blast. We are? Yeah, go.
Sorry, babe.
Because he listens.
He might not, but his family does, so still.
That's true.
Shame. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She enjoys being the princess, but is willing to share the crown with her sister niece.
Am I allowed to say sister niece?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't listen. Quite all right. And they are the reason that my workroom is so wonderful. We are full of girl power, women's rights, pheromones, fallopian tubes, and we are proud to sit when we pee. Together, we are the man room, but separately, they are...
Amy Nichols.
And Channel Surfing's own...
Anna
Katsios.
Hello, what an honor.
So, this is the only New Year's resolution that I'm keeping so far this year.
What is it? To do a podcast with you.
That's so easy.
And to play games. I know. So I'm winning. So this is great.
Well, I'm so glad I could be a part of it, truly.
We have so much fun with Anna on a daily basis. And then we decided we need to play more games.
Yes.
And what better person to play with than the best person in the office?
Aww.
Agreed. So
I'm going to take that soundbite of you saying that I'm the best person in the office and play it over so everyone can hear it.
But will anybody give me any credit considering I'm the worst person in the office? I mean, you have to consider the source. So, I mean, yeah.
No.
That's what I learned last time. I'm still holding a grudge, if you can't tell.
And yet you still want to play games.
I know.
Who called you the worst person in the office?
She called herself the worst.
What? It was decided whenever we played Impressions.
Oh, yeah.
You're the best person. I kept trying to throw Amy under the bus, but both of y'all kept throwing me under the bus. And it was really shocking to me because I didn't realize how awful of a person I was until then.
Yes.
So let's play again.
Yay.
But this time we're going to play the butthurt game.
Mm-hmm. I'm already butthurt.
And a couple of other things. Before we get into butthurt, do you want to do a round of two truths and a lie?
Sure.
Two truths and a lie. See if y'all can pick out the lie. My mom chopped off my finger, I broke my nose in a mosh pit that I started, or I broke my ankle in Vegas when I was dancing in an elevator, the door opened, and I fell out. Which story is false?
Well, you have all your fingers, so I would guess that one.
Okay.
Well, you're leaving out details in that one. She's cut off a tip of your finger, or like it has been sewn back together.
Ooh.
So that one's true.
Mm-hmm.
You're just leaving out details. The breaking the ankle in Vegas. I know you hurt yourself in Vegas, but you didn't break your ankle. So I'm going to say that's a lie.
Damn, she's good.
Wow.
That
she
is
pays
correct.
Attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I broke my toe in Vegas while I was dancing and the elevator opened. And then I fell out the elevator. And the people who were waiting for the elevator was like, never mind. I'll get the next one. But I didn't realize that I broke my toe until after I got home. I just thought like I was wearing uncomfortable shoes.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I'm like, oh no, that bad boy is broken. But I was so drunk it didn't matter at the time.
I'm broken lots.
Woohoo! Anna, what do you have? Two Ooh. Truths and a lie.
Yes. Let's see. I have several.
Amy, you amazed me because you're supposed to not remember anything.
Well, no, this is what you do. You jump me with facts. Or questions, and I'm like, I don't know where this is coming from. But when you come at me with lies, I'm solid. I know this. I don't know. I'm just talking.
I just want to be in the conversation.
Okay, let's see if I can
trick us.
Yeah, let's see if I can trick you.
Okay.
Okay. My favorite TV show of all time is Friends. My favorite song of all time is When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers. And my favorite food of all time is tacos.
Oh, that's a lie. Sorry.
Am I supposed to talk or do you want to guess?
No, that's fine. See, you're tricky because I believe all of that. Because I know that you watch Friends religiously.
Mm-hmm.
That's your go-to if you're scared. You want to put on Friends. You're obsessed with the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's your favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Mexicano. Are you Mexican or Spanish?
I'm Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican. And who doesn't love tacos?
Nope.
Oh.
I know that you love noodles. Noodles is your favorite. I'm going to say tacos is a lie.
What did you say earlier? Damn it. I should have been listening. You said you couldn't live without cheese and potatoes.
I did say that was not pertaining to this conversation.
Okay.
Am I wrong too?
You are wrong.
Oh,
I'm going to say song. The song's not your favorite.
That is correct.
Okay.
Is it? I do love spaghetti, though. That is true, Amy. But I would say like Mexican street tacos are like my favorite food. But I eat a lot of spaghetti because it's the easiest thing to make, and mm-hmm. I'm very lazy when it comes to cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought I could trick you guys with my love for the Jonas Brothers because as much as I do love them, I don't think that's my favorite song of all time. I don't know what is my favorite song of all time, but it's probably not that.
I don't know what my favorite song is either.
I win!
Amy, do you have two truths and a lie?
I do. First, I was totally prepared for this part of the segment of the podcast. Two, Lacey gave me the previous comment. And three, all I wrote is, Anna is dot, dot, dot.
What? Oh, come on. For the third, you could have been like, I was married whenever I got pregnant with both of my children.
That's
okay,
it.
The third, obviously, Anna is not dot, dot, dot. Anna is fill in the blank with something extraordinary.
No, I wrote Anna is dot, dot, dot. That's true.
Yeah, so the lie would be that she was totally prepared because she wasn't.
Yes. Anna wins.
Dang
dot,
it.
Dot, dot.
She tricked you with that language because you gave her that comment, which is what makes the second statement true.
Yes.
But the fact that she said it was also
not true.
Not.
The first comment was not true.
Exactly, because she was not
But
prepared.
You did give me the comment, and that's true. Are you confused?
Dumb. So that was tricky. That was tricky, Amy.
Thank you. I didn't mean your dot, dot, dot.
But
you,
I applaud it.
You are extraordinary. I just...
No, I am just dot, dot, dot.
No, I was going to write something, and I ran out of time, so I hit print.
That's so funny.
And that's all that was there.
Print.
Lacey, don't hate me.
I don't hate you.
Are you already
I just hated
hurt?
That game. Yes. Let's get into butthurt.
Okay.
Sorry. So we all have cards in front of us.
Were these picked specifically for the individual?
At random.
Okay.
Random. I mean, I picked the cards and then randomly distributed them.
Okay.
So we'll all go around the room, pick the top card.
Okay.
Read it out loud. You can't pick yourself.
Okay.
And you have to pick another person. So some of them are nice. Some of them are mean.
Okay. Oh, so not everyone answers, just directed to one person.
Like just
we all answer.
Oh, okay.
We
okay.
all answer. You just can't name yourself. It has to be somebody else.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I starting?
What?
Since you did so well on the last round, yes. You get to go first.
Whoa.
Who is in the best shape? Shape is a tricky wording because does shape mean who has the best body or who is the healthiest?
I would say who's the healthiest. So I would say Amy.
I can't say myself.
So you know you're in the best
No,
shape.
And screw you, because I was going to say you. I'm still going to go with you. But I think that's funny because Amy got so offended the other day because Anna is tiny.
Oh.
Adorable, tiny. She's what I wish I could be.
I did not get offended. I was making a joke.
But
and Amy's like, Anna and I aren't the same size. No.
But I'm very small, so I'm very weak. Like I'm not like in shape, like cardio wise. Oh my God, no, y'all. There's no if we did a race, I don't even think I could. I would just watch y'all go and cheer you on.
See, Lacey has core strength. Like she is strong. She could beat the living tar out of me. But I think I could do better with endurance. I think I could beat you on cardio.
Amy has stamina.
Yeah.
Anna got the body, though.
Yeah, she does.
That's why I go with Anna.
I'm glad I can fool you into thinking that.
In shape. Coming from the girl who lives off of noodles.
Exactly. They say you are what you eat. I'm as weak as a noodle.
You want to go?
Sure. Who will get the least butt hurt during this game? I can't say myself. I'm going to say Amy, just because Lacey was butt hurt before we even started.
This is very true. I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
I think, Anna, you'll be the least
butt
hurt. Just because you just don't do confrontation. So you will just totally, you will check out.
Because Anna is this silent killer. She bottles it all up inside.
Until I explode one day.
Yeah. So I go with Anna too. Who has had the most orgasms? Since I can't choose myself.
Go with Lacey.
I'm going to say Lacey.
I'm going to go with Amy. Just because age and experience. Because I know what you'd be doing at home, too.
Oh, it's my turn. Who is the most likely to get fired from their job? Lacey.
No hesitation. I'll say Lacey.
I say Lacey's butt hurt.
I hate that you can't choose yourself.
Well, because then you choose yourself on any, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I did. I have a dream recently. I'm not going to answer this because the answer is obvious. It would be me, buttheads. I did have a dream recently that Robert fired me. Producer White Cheddar Robert fired me, but then he still needed me to do something. So I was still like working on the side just to get some project done. And then I went up to Boss Man George and complained and said, hey, like he fired me and it's not fair and I'm still working. And Boss Man George was like, yeah, you probably got fired because you yell all the time. And this was in my dream. And I don't yell all the time while
no,
I'm at work.
No, you don't. Are you stressed?
No, I mean.
Was it a stress dream?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Because I get those all the time. Stress dreams?
I hate dreaming about work. That's the worst. And then you wake up and you have to go to work. And it's like, I've been working all night in my nightmares.
Yeah. Who would trip you for the hell of it? Lacey.
We should never play a game ever again.
I'll take it. I don't care because I wouldn't trip you, but like I would push you into the wall if it was funny. I wouldn't do it to hurt you.
Right.
Sure. But Amy and I lunge down the hallway to go to the bathroom. And sometimes as she's stepping, like I'll push her and she doesn't put, she doesn't fall over and hurt herself.
No, I giggle.
Right.
Yeah. It's playful.
And yeah. Like, I've seen you chase Justin around the office. You would trip him for the hell of it.
I would throw a dagger at his eye for the hell of it.
So, my statement
I love
stands.
Him. He does that on purpose to make me mad because he knows that I will chase him and throw stuff at him.
Yeah.
And I've tripped people for a laugh.
You've slapped a slow person.
You would think about tripping someone in the office for a laugh, but I don't think you'd actually do it.
I think I've tried to trip Justin.
Justin is the exception.
Yeah, unsuccessfully.
I could see you being sneaky and like trying to set up an obstacle that would trip somebody without pointing the finger at you.
True.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Who would be the worst motivational speaker?
Oh, me.
Amy.
Oh, I'm not allowed to pick myself.
Amy.
Yeah. I'm just not going to answer.
Mostly because you wouldn't do public speaking.
No.
But also, I could see you, and I have the exact same problem, but I could see you being a little bit too real.
Oh, yeah. I'm Debbie Downer all the way.
So then it's like trying to give a college speech or something, your elementary school, you know, you can be anything you want to be within reason. Because you're not going to be the next president. And you're within not in athletic reason. Shape.
What is that, a realist? Right? Not a pessimist, just a realist.
I sure. agree.
Okay. Who is the most responsible?
Amy.
Because you take care of a household and pay bills and balance your bank account.
I sure do.
And Anna calls her mom for help whenever she's lost in the grocery store.
Hey.
Hey. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I hate going to the grocery store.
It is the worst. That and folding laundry.
Yeah. I hate it.
Cleaning floors.
The worst.
I think that's the worst. Did y'all hear about Amazon Go stores?
Yeah. What?
So they have Amazon Go stores now, and you go in and like flash your Amazon credential or card or something and get whatever you want from the store, and you don't check out. It just automatically charges you. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I heard like somebody else talking like, about it.
It's like a cashierless grocery store.
Okay. So you go you get like, whatever yeah. you need, and then like the cameras or the sensors or something whenever you leave, like will charge you. So yeah. You're still getting charged. That's not for right. free.
And they opened it yesterday, but ironically, there was a line to get in to the first store
no.
that's not supposed to have any lines.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty funny. Pretty funny. But also... Black Mirror.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
No, I'm just saying just in general, like I think technology is taking over because like if we're getting rid of cashiers, you know, who else are we going to get rid of and be replaced with by technology?
True. Who's the pessimist now? Robots taking our jobs.
I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. Who is the most ethical? Amy.
I don't know. That's hard. Because I have a conscience. So I'll do something bad, but then I feel bad about it and I'll immediately apologize. Like I'll snap at somebody and then I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm so sorry. But then again, if I was to find like money on the ground, I can't promise I'd do the right thing.
Oh, neither would I. What is the right thing? When you find money on the ground, you take it.
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends.
Depends on where you are.
Well, if there's other people around, like if I'm standing in the line at the grocery store and there's a $5 bill behind you, it's safe to assume that that $5 bill is yours. But if I'm in the middle of an aisle and there's nobody around and you don't see anybody looking for anything and there's $500.
Yeah.
Like, cool.
That did happen to me once. I was at Six Flags and I found a bag with like $100 in it. And it was so crowded and I looked around, that it didn't seem like anybody looked like they dropped anything. It'd be impossible to find out who dropped it.
Mm-hmm. Like a whole backpack?
No, it was like a plastic, like Ziploc baggie full of just like 20s. Yeah, I didn't know how long it had been sitting there. I don't know if I was just the first person to like look down and see it. But when I looked around, it didn't seem like there's so many people. It's like it's just impossible to like know who it belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept it.
And you would have to assume if they're keeping their money in a plastic bag, they're probably poor because they can't afford a wallet.
Or a kid.
I thought it was a kid. I assumed it was a kid that just dropped it. It probably fell out of his like basketball shorts or something, you know? Which sucks because his parents probably gave him that money.
Yeah, some kid's dumb.
But hey, now he learned responsibility. And I went to brunch.
I went to brunch.
Brunch for everybody.
I'm going to say maybe Amy's the most ethical just because you have to teach values and stuff to your kids.
That's what, that was my initial thought too.
And you have to, lead by example.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Who's the worst drunk? I don't know. I'm not going to say you, Lacey, because I have had my moments.
Amy fell on the ground once. Oh,
once.
And she threw up.
I bet y'all.
Okay, Amy fell out of her stool.
Oh, yeah.
Underneath the table at somebody's party.
I think this is our first public outing together. I really do.
And she was staring at girls' boobs.
Oh, my God. I was not staring at their boobs. I was just... When there is a nice body, you can appreciate whether it's male or female. That's it.
I agree.
I was like, she was a good looking girl.
Yeah. But she was talking about their chest.
Specifically.
Yeah. And she also threw up on her bonus check once.
Throw Amy under the bus.
But Amy also had to come rescue me because I fell asleep in the bathroom in Vegas.
I did. I had to break down the stall door.
So... I've never seen you really drunk.
Because I keep my personal life and my work life separate.
Oh.
Just kidding. We're not real friends.
No, I'm kidding. There just hasn't... There hasn't even been that much, like, opportunity other than, like, the Christmas party. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, I didn't go to Vegas with y'all.
And I've totally failed on the Cheetos and the game night at my house. That's probably never going to happen.
We'll make it happen one day.
And
okay.
Yeah.
Worst drunk... Ooh, but now I'm thinking of more of my stories, too. Because I did just talk about the other day. I was working. Amy. Amy's the worst just because she throws up. That's the only reason I'm going to give you the worst.
The worst because she shows her butt.
And I fall asleep. I show my butt and then I lay down and fall asleep.
We'll
sometimes on a toilet. Whatever.
We'll share it.
Oh, it's my turn.
Who would shove you out of the way to save themselves?
I'm going to go with Amy.
I think Amy.
I'm going to go with you.
But I'm not allowed to pick myself. I don't know. Anna, you know, since we're just work people.
Oh, my God. That's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, but that's going to come back to haunt me. You guys are going to bring this up all the time. You're going to be like, how's your weekend with your real friends?
You guys are going to say that every single Monday.
We sound like that?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Just kidding.
See, this is where my husband Jeremy and I are so different, because Jeremy would save anybody and would go out of his way. And I'm like, how much? I don't know. I don't want to die, but I would put myself in front of a kid that I liked. A rando. I can't guarantee.
Because no. I feel like if the studio were to like catch on fire, I 100% feel like Lacey would make sure that I get out before her.
She would. I think
I'm gonna go with I would.
Yeah,
I like that answer.
Yeah, you would.
I agree.
No, I would. Yay!
Which is funny because this like is the opposite of what the question was, you know? Because the question was who would push you, right?
Yeah, out of the way,
out of the way to save.
And
we just
said who would make sure that we get saved.
Finally,
the nice way of putting it.
Yeah, yay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't like this one. It says who's going to die first.
Oh, let's discuss.
Okay. Who is the least emotional?
Ooh.
I feel like we're all pretty emotional, I'll be honest.
Lacey would say that she's not the most emotional. It's the least emotional?
Yeah, who's the least emotional?
But she's always like tears are falling down her face and she'll say, I'm not crying. She says that all the time.
What am I doing?
You're laughing in quotations.
Yes. I laugh, cry.
To hide the tears.
I'm not, girl, do I mask my pain? No. I'm going to go with me. Just because I know deep down on the inside that I don't care. So I'm voting for myself.
I think you care sometimes.
I do care sometimes.
I feel like Amy's just emotional because she has children and a family. I am. And like, you know? But you're good at hiding it.
I mean, like anger, I'm not. I think sadness, I'm pretty good at hiding it. But anger, sorry.
Can you tell when I'm emotional? I'm just tired half the time, I feel like. Like in the mornings.
I can't tell when you're emotional. You trip me out whenever I hear you say a cuss word, because I'm just like, it's cussed. Like, that's not like her.
I've just now started to notice the irritatedness from maybe a few people in the office. I've never noticed that before, but it's starting to come out.
Oh, me being irritated?
Yeah.
I want to know when.
Maybe we can start calling her out for that, just like we do cussing. Anna said a cuss word. Anna said a cuss word.
Anna's irritated.
Who has the best attitude towards life?
Anna.
Yeah.
She's naive. See, this would be like us giving the speech. She just doesn't know any better yet. That life is just full of disappointments.
Who is the most coordinated?
Gosh, I don't know. Did you play sports at all or anything? I did.
I would have to say you.
Pretty much like stopped after high school. But I like to think that in a situation, I feel like I can be coordinated. Yeah. Though I don't know coordinates, like I'm directionally really bad.
Same.
So when it comes to that, no thank you. But I mean, I can kick a soccer ball.
No, I can't do anything. I'm all, what is it, all limbs?
I'm athletic. Ish, meaning like I can work out, but I'm not coordinated at all. So yoga, all that kind of stuff, or even a workout pattern, I improvise. Like I feel like I'm doing it right, but I'm still off beat with everybody else. So I go with Anna by default.
Aww.
Although I think if you were to run, because you're so slender, that you would be a really pretty runner.
Thank you.
Be all, is it Gazelle or Giselle? Gazelle.
Thank you.
You'd look like a gazelle. You'd be all prancing around.
Aw, thanks. That's so nice of you. I hope so. Who is the most judgmental? I'll be honest. I think we're all judgmental.
Very true.
Lacey, you're the most judgmental.
I'll accept
that. I'll say Lacey, because when Lacey makes a judgment, she'll tell us about it.
True. Yeah. She's not filtered.
You know?
Sure, yeah. I'm judgmental, but I keep
right.
it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, oh my for gosh. That reason.
I went to a princess ball the other day with my little sister niece. And first of all, I'm not gonna lie, it was a little bit disappointing because I thought this was gonna be like, I'm taking her to the ball and we're going to have a great time. No, it was completely kid oriented. So thank you for that. Like, they called all the kids in, go sit down on the carpet, all the different adults stand back here. And I'm like, I'm in a ball gown. Like, I need to go down there with the kids, but I can't run over. And my ball gown's big, so I can't be running over people. So I didn't get to dance
with
her.
Kid getting hidden underneath your dress.
Yeah. I'm so pretty sure that's illegal.
I'm so glad you got to wear it again, though.
Yes. But I'm sitting there at the princess ball and I'm like, Ariel was not what you would picture at all. And then Elsa, at first I was thinking like, oh, they're not strict like they are at Disney. Because at Disney, you have to be a certain size, everything. I was thinking, Elsa a little bit chunky. And then I realized, no, Elsa was pregnant. So I felt kind of bad for that. And I wanted to point it out to another mom. I'm not a mom. But so I wanted to point it out to one of the moms and be like, dude, did you see? And I mean, she was like cute pregnant. She really was. But you could tell at first I thought she was a little chunky. And then I realized, no, that is a round belly. She is for sure pregnant. And I wanted to be like, did you see? Somebody knocked up Elsa. Like, look at that. But then I realized, you know, I'm by myself in a ball gown. No kids and adults talking to me. So I didn't.
I wonder if this is a precursor to Frozen 2.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Who has the least common sense?
I can't say myself. It's just a no. Okay. I'm going to say nothing.
It's tough. Because I want to say Anna just because you're young. But then again, you graduated from college. I did not. And, okay, I guess I'm going to say myself. Because
what? I also want to say myself.
I want to say myself too.
Okay.
I mean, I, especially when I'm pregnant, which has been a really long time and I haven't been pregnant that many times. It's only been twice. But it just like sucks brain cells. I did so many stupid things. I electrocuted myself a couple times. I'm vacuuming water. I'm like, what are you doing? I've had many, many blonde moments.
Yeah. I feel like there's just a lot of times in my life where I just like don't know what I'm supposed to do. So thank God for Google. Mm-hmm. You know, and for being able to ask people for help, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like I'm very naive at times. And like, I don't know. Especially when it comes to like adult like things, like dealing with my car lately has just been like a headache and I like don't know what I'm supposed to do about it and stuff like that. So it's just like, ugh, I feel like I would vote for myself for this question.
I'm gullible and you can't be gullible in this world because people will tell me something stupid and I'm like, oh, that sounds about right. And then they're like, you know, I'm completely lying.
I think we've already addressed this. Who's the biggest pessimist?
Who would be the biggest pessimist?
Amy.
Okay. Then yes, go ahead. Next question.
She's not pessimistic. She's realistic.
True. Who is the most productive?
She's just waiting. The one who's here till 2 every day.
Amy. I get so much stuff done.
You okay, do a lot.
Except for right now, because me and Josh are in this non-spoken dare, I guess. I don't know. But like, we're not putting our clothes away. And we're like piling it to the ceiling. Like, we're moving it from location to location. Like, we'll fold and lay things out on the table, the kitchen table, and then move it to our dresser. And I'm not putting my stuff away until he puts his stuff away. And it's just climbing. It's just getting bigger and bigger. Just mountains of clothes on top of the dresser. So I'm not being very productive in that area of my life, but everything else.
But you're very productive even like when your day goes on after work.
Yes.
You know, you're productive with your kids and your bills and your house and everything.
Got to.
I just go home and go to sleep.
I take off my pants and I lay down on the couch and I watch TV and that's what I do.
Same.
So, braggers.
Or are we complimenting you?
Thank you.
Who is the most artistic?
Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
Web graphics.
Well, and she can sew. She's going to be a featured artist in an upcoming show one day.
What? Oh, one day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And you're so crafty. Your Alice in Wonderland costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Being you're the most crafty.
Artistic.
Who can you trust with a secret?
Ooh.
Not me.
I feel like I trust the both of y'all, though. I've told you plenty of secrets.
Oh, yeah. I don't tell. Like, it just depends for me because I won't tell everybody's business, but then there's some things. I have so many secrets that I have to hold inside that I'll go to neutral Amy and I'm like, oh, I got to tell you about this.
Okay.
And it'll be
stuff that I would never encounter that
but
person.
But that's like a third, that's like a third party opinion kind of thing, you know?
I will take it to my grave. And I can't tell Josh secrets. I just can't. It just won't
happen. Because
he tells?
Yeah, he's the worst.
Sometimes stuff's too juicy to keep. Whenever you're an idiot and I have to keep that crap to myself, then I can't do it anymore. Then I'm sorry. Then sometimes I have to go and I have to vent to Amy. And then other times you just might make me mad. And then I tell everybody. And I'm like, you know what? You're an idiot. I'm not keeping your secret anymore.
Would you blast them on social media?
No. No. If I was younger, if social media was around whenever I was in high school, I would have been vicious. But I also would have been put on blast too.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think you'd be good at keeping secrets.
Thank you.
But I've never given you a secret.
Haven't you, though? I just haven't told anyone.
I told a secret?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
I feel like I've told y'all secrets, though, for sure. Every time we close the door in the production room, it counts as a secret.
Oh, my God. Who has the ugliest nipples? Showing is optional. I'll just go on to the next one.
We don't want to answer that?
I'm not going to show you my nipples. I mean, I think I have nice nipples.
All I'm thinking of, and I haven't seen your nipples or your nipples, so I'm not thinking of y'all, but you know how some people, I call them Braille boobies, how they get the little bumps beside their nipples and then it's like you're reading Braille or something.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not seeing a lot of nipples.
That's true. I'm not either.
My mom had really bumpy nipples.
Now,
so I don't know who in this group. Sorry, mom.
Like the pepperoni nipple is a problem. Like I've seen a lot of nursing mothers who get the pepperoni nipple and they're huge. Like I've never seen bigger nipples in my life. I don't understand that.
Or the inverted nipple.
What? That's a thing?
Where you have like the little dimple nipple.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I've seen it before.
Huh. All right. So should I read another question?
Yeah. I think all of our nipples are safe.
Yeah. Who tells it like it is? Anna, I don't think you have any problem being honest with people. I think Lacey sugarcoats it sometimes. I think you're honest. You're nice. Mm-hmm. But I think you're honest. I'm going to say that you tell like it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a liar.
I'm not calling you a liar. You are a pleaser. I'm not calling you a liar, though. I hope you're not taking offense to that.
No, I'm not. Who has the biggest ego?
I'm afraid you're going to say me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I figured you were going to say me. That's why I just put the card down.
Oh, you just put it down.
Yeah. You don't have an ego.
I think I give off that vibe. I don't mean to.
No, you're the silent killer.
Yeah. I've been told that I give off a bad vibe.
You don't give off. I don't agree. I don't think you give off a bad vibe.
I think I might come across as having an ego, which is completely the opposite because I have no self-esteem. But I have to sugarcoat my way through it all. Put on my brave face through my tears, you know? You know, Amy?
Could having an ego be confused with like having confidence, though?
Yeah.
You know?
I have no confidence.
But I feel like you're confident. I feel like you give off a confident vibe.
That's true.
I mean, I am pretty good at everything.
Well, there you go.
Of course I get this card. Who is the worst person, period?
Worst person?
Yeah.
I don't even like that question.
Yeah, me either.
Aw.
Your stack stinks.
Thanks, girls.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who's most likely to die alone?
Ooh.
Me.
Why? Do you think Jeremy's going to die before you?
Yeah. I think he's going to die before me just to make me miserable. I'm really scared of death. And so I always think somebody's going to kill me while I'm in the shower. But I think I won't be lucky enough to go first. I think it's going to be Jeremy. And then I'm going to live a really long, sad, lonely time after that.
That's so sad to think about. That makes me sad.
I can't say myself. I mean, the chances are, percentage wise, family, I'm not going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have multiple people to keep me around.
That's good.
Keep me, I don't know, happy.
I'm a die alone.
All right. On a different note.
Who has the worst temper?
Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't control it.
But it's so funny when it's not directed at you.
Okay. Who has the ugliest genitals?
What? Are you saying that just to call me out?
What? No. What's wrong with your genitals?
I know you're like, because you had a baby, so your genitals gotta suck.
No. I was actually going to say, have I never told you about my bat cave?
Oh. What?
What?
Oh.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, bat cave.
That's pretty funny.
I'm going to go with you too then.
Me too. Woohoo!
I lost my headphones on that one.
Okay, I'm going to do another round. Do you have another round for two truths and a lie?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I bit my toenails until I got to high school. I used to give myself hickeys as a kid because I like to suck on myself. And I used to carve my boyfriend's initials into my skin, but luckily I ended up with a J name. But it still looks like an L because I did it in the mirror, so I did it backwards. Which one is a lie?
I believe all of those.
You bit your toenails until when?
High school.
I'm going to say a lie on that. It was probably like middle school or something.
I feel like it was probably into more of your adult life. Because I feel like we've talked about toenails before.
I used to bite my toenails until I got braces in middle school.
Yeah!
And then I had to stop.
Gosh, I'm always a winner.
And then I would bite my fingernails and my toenails off, and I would put them in my dad's jewelry box. And my stepmom found them one day, and like randomly many, many, many years later. And she's like, yeah, I was going through some stuff and I found your dad's jewelry box. And I was like, oh my God, did you find my toenails? And she was like, yeah, he wouldn't let me throw them out because he didn't know whose they were. But yeah, I just go stick them in his jewelry box.
Gross.
Yeah. I stopped. Former habit. Now I still bite my nails though. Those are fun.
I'm picking with them.
That's so gross.
I've stopped the biting, but I have guiltily picked.
I don't mess with my, I got my nails done, so maybe that's why I don't bite them.
I get misjudgmental over here. All right, yep. Two truths and a lie.
Okay. My favorite day of the year is New Year's Day. My favorite class in college outside of my major was geology. And my favorite gift that I've ever received was a blanket.
I'm going to say New Year's Day is a lie. That's my favorite holiday day, but I don't think it's yours.
Okay. I'm going to say geology.
The correct answer is geology.
Oh.
Why would I want to study rocks?
My son loves rocks.
I took that class my freshman year, and I was so confused as to why I was.
Why am I here?
One of my exams was to like literally like pick up a rock and identify it. And I was like, how am I supposed to know what kind of rock this is? Clearly, I mean, if you're into rocks, that's cool. Do your thing. But I just couldn't. I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I love New Year's Day because of the jokes. You know, like that. Oh, my God, I haven't seen you all year. Like, ah, I haven't showered all year. Those are my absolute favorite. And I use them all day long. I text them to people. I love New Year's Day.
I beat Jeremy down after New Year's because the first time I do anything that new year, I'm like, it's the first time I've washed the dishes. It's the first time
exactly.
I've done this.
I love
it's
it.
It's the first time I have driven my car this year.
Yes.
And yeah. I also have a very similar hate for geology. I checked the Some College box and whenever I dropped out of college, I was still taking my basics and I had geology. So I had geology class and then lab. And it was the worst thing I've ever had to go through ever. And I got my first job in radio and I'm like, I don't need college anymore. So I dropped out and now I can't garden. I can't do anything. I can't keep a plant alive.
Me neither.
Yeah. It's so dumb. But I was driving through the mountains one day with my husband and I'm seeing all the rock formation and everything else. And I was like, I really like rocks. And then I realized, oh yeah, I also dropped out of college because of geology. So maybe that is in fact a lie.
I can appreciate a good piece of nature, but I don't need to study it.
Yeah.
Maddox got a rock tumbler for Christmas and it's just this dawling noise. Just continue. It's just on all the time. I can't do, it's just noise there in my house. Anyways, he loves it. So
well, that's good. Good for him.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I have a two truths and a lie.
Okay. I just came up with them.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Maybe that was one of my questions. I mean, comments. No, it wasn't. Okay. I had a booger wall growing up.
Ew.
I found a diamond ring in the parking lot, and I'm pregnant.
Oh, you're not pregnant.
Oh, that was great, though. I didn't have a booger wall, but anytime I would get mad at my brother, I would put boogers on his chest of drawers.
And then whenever
he made me happy again, I would go and wipe them off. But he never knew about it.
No, they weren't my boogers.
Oh.
Yeah, I shared it.
I was just kidding, too.
I shared a room with my baby sister, and we had bunk beds. And so her part of the room, you know, her bed was in the dark. And she would always, at night, pick her nose and wipe her boogers on the wall. And as soon as we, like, had enough rooms, we moved, and we all each had our own room. We got rid of the bunk beds. We brought the bunk bed away from the wall, and it was like a greenish, yellow, nasty, dingy tint. And it was just like boogers all over the wall. It was so gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And I still have that diamond ring that I found in the parking lot, too.
It was pretty cool.
It was just like a chip, but still pretty exciting.
That is pretty cool.
All right, girl. So who ended up the most butthurt? I definitely wasn't complimented a lot, except for, honorary firefighter and all. I would come in and rescue everybody. Other than that, I didn't get a lot of compliments, but I don't feel like I got all the hate either.
I don't even know what was said. I mean, I don't think I feel bad about myself, so I think that's a good sign.
I feel like I was pretty complimented. But I feel like any time I'm around you guys, you just give me compliments.
That's why you hang out with us.
Yeah.
We hold you to a higher standard. She does not hang out with us, remember? Oh, okay. We're not friends outside of work.
At work.
Hey, yeah.
Whatever. Screw you guys. I hate high school.
Well, thank you both for playing. What a fun game whenever I'm not a bad person.
Yeah, we should play this again.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you to Channel Surfing's Anna Castillejos for joining Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Anna, what do you have coming up on your podcast?
Ooh, well, very, very exciting, you guys, is Oscar season. So I will admit that I've been spending my time surfing the big screen more than the small screen lately. I've seen all of the Academy Award nominated movies. And so check out my podcast to hear my thoughts, reviews, predictions, and all that on the movies that are in theaters right now.
Yay! Your favorite movie,
Oscar.
Your favorite Oscar-nominated movie that you're recommending for this moment is.
I will say I was a huge fan of Lady Bird. It was a beautiful, beautiful movie. It's about a 17-year-old girl. She wants to be like independent. Her relationship with her mom. It's a total indie movie, but I thought it was just spectacular. So highly recommend.
I thought you were gonna say Three Billboards.
Three Billboards is also very good, and my predicted winner for Best Picture this year. It was really good. I do recommend it. Personally, I related more to Lady Bird.
And that's coming from an expert. So check out Channel Surfing for more on that. And check out our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating and a nice comment and tell your friends and do all kind of cool stuff like that. And keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer she was looking for is a giant ego. I have a giant ego.